apologize for the technical glitch. We think it's weather-related, but our crack technical staff is trying to figure this one out. I think where I was at right before we were started, because by all means, we're not going to blame Houston. We're not going to name, not going to blame Baltimore, because I was talking about them, or Tennessee. Some sort of technical glitch. We think it was weather related. We'll see. I was talking about our defensive line was getting this pressure to Flacco that was causing his head to be on a swivel. And oddly enough, that's when it all kind of went crazy for us. But we were able to get all this pressure on him, which made him hurry up his throws, make some quick choices real quick, which usually don't pan out. Even Peyton Manning ran into that this week. You know, that kind of stuff happens. But that is how you get to a good quarterback, and Flacco is definitely the I apologize for that one, but he does have one of the best, one of the better arms in the game. I'm not going to say the best. He can throw a great deep ball. But, you know, we're able to pressure him and keep this game real close. Our secondary wasn't very good in space, but when we could confine plays down, we were doing pretty good. Secondary is something that's growing as well. Some, you know, trying to put some things in the proper order and everything. But, you know, I like where our secondary is at. They are improving. I like the lineups we're sending. The main things that I think we really need to work on, Jacksonville gets beat a lot by tight ends over the middle of the field, especially athletic ones. The Baltimore one, Owen Daniels, who beat us especially deep in the game. I think we just gotta figure out a way to cover tight ends, and it's hard. There's a lot of teams in this league that aren't very good at it, but especially athletic ones, because they will beat you for big points. And just overall, have to start scoring touchdowns. You can't win in this league without scoring touchdowns, as we've seen before. As good as Scobie is, we shouldn't put this kind of weight on him to have to score all the points each week, and it just kind of feels like we are. I apologize to you, Scobie. I know you're good for all these kicks, but you know it shouldn't be on you to score all the points. We have to start getting some points on the board, and I do think that's going to happen this week, actually. But as far as my game notes, that was all the things that really stuck out to me. There was a few other things, but you know we'll get to those as we go. Do have the Tennessee-Jacksonville game coming up on Thursday Night Football. Like I've said, you know, go party with the Bold City Brigade and Till Street Hooligans as only they can. Great fan base and great groups there. All their information will be on their Twitter and Facebook pages. And, you know, say hi to Rich Eisen for me. To me, the key to this Tennessee game is, you know, pressuring Jake Locker, who will more than likely be the quarterback for them with the Mettenberger injury. You got to get after him like you did on Flacco. Their defense has holes that can be exploited. I really think the run game can make some dents here. I think changing up between Storm Johnson and Todman and having Gerhardt as the lead back, I think is the best way to go. And, you know, I feel like either Marquise Lee and or, it'd be great, both of them, and or Alan Hearns are due for a big game. And you know what? I think Bortles is gonna rush for about 30 or 40 yards. I'm gonna go with 38. And I think he's gonna throw for over 200. He's gonna have two touchdown passes, I believe, and we're gonna rush for one as well. But that is just my opinion. And appreciate you bearing with us through all the technical glitches and everything. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. this has been Jaguar Zone. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And we'll see you next week.